Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You are now tuned in to the Move of God, Part 12, right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we just thank God for his blessings. We thank God for the first half. My God, was that a word or not? I'm telling you, that was a word. How we got to get back in order. We've definitely got to get back in order. And that's what he was saying, you know, that we have to read the instructions, walk in the right direction, and follow the command. And we thank God for that word. So right now we're going to my cousin is going to be calling in with Nessa, and we're going to be having her speak as God give her right now. All right, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you. Yeah, praise God. I'm telling you, cuz, it was lit on that first part. And I know you about to get it more lit.
It was powerful. It was powerful. I'm telling you, it was very powerful. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to be in a position to speak to the people on tonight. And God bless everyone that's listening to as well, once again. First of all, I want to give God the glory on today. And Lord, I thank you, God, for what you are doing, what you're going to do, the little things, the big things, and things to come. God, give those who are listening, God, an ear to hear. Open up their ear sockets so they can hear you, God. Open their eyes and their mouth so they can see and they can praise you. God, bless them, God. Give them the encouragement on tonight that you want them to be encouraged, God. Help them. Lead them to all full truth and understanding. God, let the words that you give me and someone will be saved and blessed and delivered and set free on tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I didn't know what I was going to actually speak about on tonight, but what I got was the blind is leading the blind. The blind is leading the blind. And it is so powerful that just right there, you know, is powerful by itself. The blind, we as a people, as a whole, as a body, the church is blind and leading people on the pulpit, leading people to hell, blind themselves without an answer, blind themselves and leading people to believe that it's okay to live the way that they're living, that, you know, it's all right to just be a part-time saint, to be a part-time leader, to be a part-time soldier, you know. And I have a scripture on that I wanted to read, and it is Matthew 10:14, and it says, let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. A pit. We know what a pit is. And you know, if you're blind and someone else is blind, how can you lead them anywhere? You are both blind. You are both ain't going nowhere. No direction whatsoever, because you are blind and y'all on a standstill because y'all can't move forward because y'all don't know which way to go. And y'all not hearing the Lord. Y'all not being led by God, but y'all being led by yourself, which is self, which is self-centered, which is you praying to yourself. And you talking to yourself, and you listening to yourself. You're not listening to God because you don't have the ears open to be able to receive. Your eyes ain't open. Your eyes can't be open and focused to God because you're looking at the things in the natural. You're not looking at things in the spiritual way that God wants us to. Vision, the visionary of looking at him. We're looking at other things that are not important, wasting time. We're wasting time, you know, looking at her or him or whatever you're doing in your home.
That's right.
You're wasting time. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, and you're wasting time gossiping and talking about nothing, nonsense that makes no sense whatsoever. Wasting time, sleepwalking, a dead zombie, and cannot get alive, cannot wake up by yourself. You don't have the spiritual power to be able to wake up by yourself, for you are in a coma tones way in your life. You're in a coma. You're in a deep sleep because all you're doing is sleeping. You're not doing anything else. You're too relaxed and too comfortable, and you're not doing what God wants you to do and the work that he has for you. You ain't put it on top of the shelf, and you're not going towards the goals and the assignment and the things that is pleasing to the Lord, for you're pleasing yourself and you're pleasing the other people. It's like you're having a bunch of parties all by yourself, and God is not invited. But you have not invited God, but you invited everyone else but God. And you're like backwards, going the wrong direction, and you're not faced the way that God wants you to go. Now you're blind, going different directions that ain't leading up to where God wants you to do. Oh, you're doing assignments, but it have nothing to do with God. Going around like
that's
you got
right.
So much time, like you got so much time, and you don't have time. So much time, for you are lost trying to find your way, you know. But God is in the dark as well as the light. And he can rescue you in that darkness where you are, because you can't see, but God can see, and he can open up your eyes that you can see him if you receive him, if you open up your mouth and tell him yes, and tell him, I would live for you, God. I would die for you. I will serve you all the days of my life. When you repent to the Lord and tell him, God, I'm tired of my life. I want to live for you. I want to be saved. And some of us have to be tired of what we're doing. How many people know that if you get lost, and turned around? Ain't you tired of being turned around? Ain't you tired of being lost?
Yes.
Lost and doing the same old 360. Ain't you tired of the same old, same old? Ain't you tired of doing the same old thing? Ain't you tired of being not satisfied or fulfilled? You try to look at other things to make you fulfilled and satisfied, and it's just a quick fix. It ain't lasting. It ain't giving you what you so seek. It ain't giving you that fulfillment, because it ain't a spiritual fulfillment. See, we can go all the way on a natural thrill. A natural thrill only lasts temporary. It's not everlasting. It's not a fulfillment that gives you peace and joy and happiness. It's not going to do anything. It's like lighting up a match and it goes right back out. If you don't have a good lighter or a good fuel, you don't have no light, for your light is dimmed. And God is tired of blowing on your lighter. He's tired of trying to get you in a place and tell you, come on, you can do it. Come on. What happened to the fire? What happened to the light? What happened? We have let our light dim, doing all this other kind of stuff that God ain't got nothing to do with it, praising ourselves, praising everything but God. So he's tired. He's tired. He's angry at the world, but he's angrier at the church. So even in Ephesians, it says 5:8, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. In other words, leave all those things behind, all those habits, all those extra things, a loaded laundry that is dirty, that God don't want you to bring to him. You know what I mean? You have to walk in the way that God wants you to walk. You can't bring mess to God. You can't bring dirt to God. You can't bring him anything, and anything goes, because God ain't with anything goes. God is looking for the people, looking for real people, real soldiers, real bold, and don't care people to go out there and rescue others, because that's what it's all about. It's not about ourselves. It's about those souls. Once he rescue us and save us and cleans us all up and give us what we need, we go back out there and rescue others. That is what we are supposed to do, is to help others. So when we blind, how can we help someone else if we blind? If we blind ourselves, how can we educate someone else about God when we lost ourselves, when we have no idea ourselves? We just lost. So until we become found, then we can find someone else, then we can help somebody else to be in the light. And even though you may be in the darkness, even though you may not be saved, even though you may have slipped or slid backwards or backslid, or however, whatever way that you have at this point in your life you are in, God can still rescue you anyway. He can rescue you. He can save you. He can pull you out of that pit that you have fallen in. He can rescue you. Today is your day. All you have to do is give him a yes. Don't wait till the last minute when everything is leaving, when Jesus is here and Christ in the sky is cracked. Don't wait till then. Don't wait till you be left behind. Don't be left behind. You know, we're living in critical moments and critical times where it's time for us to get it together. We have to get it together. So when you are a child, you are normally supposed to be in the light. But some of us, we may say we God's children, but we're not living nothing. We're not living. We're not eating the right stuff. We're not doing the right thing. So how can we represent God? How can we represent God when we are doing sinful things? When we are, when we're cussing, when we are having sex, when we are with somebody else's man, when we are supposed to be preachers and not preachers, and we are down low brothers, when we are, I like a man today and I want a woman the next day, when we are out there doing all kinds of things that we are not supposed to do. For this time is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and we know that. Although we're living in the dark, don't mean we have to be a part of the dark. In other words, we have to separate ourselves, come from among those things that will try to destroy us, come from among those people that are not like us, and represent God. Be the light that shines. Let God guide you and lead you, because without him, you will fail. Without him, is no you.
That
you
is so
will
true.
Fail. You will not be successful at all, not even living life. You think you happy because you got money.
Right.
That don't mean nothing. You think you happy because you got this or that or whatever. You ain't happy without Jesus. Jesus is the complete package. And if you
That's
don't
right.
have the complete package, you are lost. You
That's
are lost.
Right.
Nobody can make it without Jesus. Jesus will rescue you out of the darkness and bring you
My
into the light. But you have to let him bring you out of the light. You have to surrender totally to him. Ain't nothing better than this lifestyle right here. Old things pass away and new things begin in God. New
yes.
things. Peace,
That's right.
joy. Who would not want to be in a safe camp? Would you want to be in a camp that you know is not safe and you got bears and all this coming at you? No, you want to be at a camp where you know you can walk outside and nothing going to happen to you, where you can have everything you want and need and desire.
I know that's right.
To be in that place, to be in a safe place where you can go anywhere you choose and not have to worry who would not? But when you are in the dark, and you can be dark mentally, you can be dark spiritually, emotionally, everything in you can be in a dark place. You can be in a darkness.
Yes, that's right.
Because you refuse to accept your fate, your assignment, your mission, your calling. Now you wonder why you're going through certain things that you're going through.
That's
and
right.
You wonder why things are not always easy for you. Why? Because you're trying to run and you're not getting far. You're not going to get far, because if God have a calling on your life and he wants to use you, he will do it one way or the other. And you
That's
don't
right.
want that other. You don't want that other. You want to be
willing
to do what he tells you to do.
Jesus.
You don't want to be crippled coming to the Lord.
Oh, my God, no. Jesus.
He will break you down where you will give
yes,
him
he
a
will.
Yes, even if it's in your deathbed. But you
Jesus.
Don't want to be lost. You don't want to get on God's anger. That's something
no,
you don't want to do. That's a very dangerous place to be.
My
so
God.
He wants a yes. He wants you.
Yes,
your,
we do.
He wants you to accept him.
Yes.
Because he's the one that can give you the understanding. He's the one that can give you the full blast of vision of where you are to go.
Yes.
He's the one who can help you fulfill your destiny. He's the one that can raise you up and lift you up. And you, I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. God can use you as a baby. He can use you as a teenager. He can use you.
Yes, my God. Thank you.
And you don't want to be replaced with a rock. You don't want him to say, okay, you had enough time. I've been begging and chasing you for years, and you still don't want to serve me. It's a terrible thing to get in the hands of an angry God. It is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And the time that we're living in, y'all, this is the time to really get it together with God. Y'all, we're so focused on everything else, but get it together with God. Why you still can, why you have the opportunity, why you have the chance to do so. And some of y'all know y'all have callings on y'all life, and y'all still want to do what y'all want to do. Getting all old and wrinkled up for what? For a thrill that only going to last 5 minutes. Can't give up them cigarettes. Can't give up them drugs. Can't give up the sex. Can't give up.
My God.
But on that day, when you have to face the Father, and he tells you, why didn't you choose me? What you going to say? Oh, I had to go over Mike's house, or I had to go over Sally's house. I had to just hang with the boys one last time. Oh, I was planning on going to church that Friday. I just didn't feel like it that day. I worked too hard. All those excuses, he going to say, for six for me. He going to say, get away from me. I know you not.
My God.
Go into the judgment. That's a terrible, because each and every one of us got to be judged individually. Ain't nobody can help you get to heaven. Nobody. But there's a lot of people that can help you get to hell, that's for sure.
I know that's right.
A lot of people can help you get to hell. You keep on. Keep on. Keep on following the leader. Keep on following him or her. They're going to take you right straight to hell. And you're going to wonder, why in the world did I follow him or her?
Mm-mm.
So my message is, the blind lead the blind. And we know that a lot of people in the church are blind. And that's why things are the way they are. A lot of pastors blind. I mean, just don't even know what they take little bits of what they take out the Bible and use that. That's what they use, because they don't want to live like nothing. They don't want to live like God wants them to. They don't want to have that strict of living. No, they want to take little bits and pieces out of God's word and apply it. The devil can do that.
My God.
And he does. He tried to make things into a truth, and he's such a deceitful.
My God.
The devil is so deceitful, and he's deceiving the church. And you know what? Really, the worst of all is ourselves. Ourselves is the worst of all.
That's true.
Because we don't want to live nothing. We want to be cute and be all in church and be sung to and be pat on the back and flirt at somebody and wear little tight dresses and try to be up in the front where the pastor is because you know he's single and you want to hook up with him. And everybody in your friends are in the front seat crossing your legs so he can see all that skin and everything. And then you want to be the first one to get up. Like you got so much Holy Ghost, and hey, hallelujah, preach, pastor, while you blinking at him on the other side, honey. You know you don't mean no good. You just trying
My
to get
God.
Your pastor to notice you. That's all. You just coming at him in a fleshly way. And you ain't got no God. Ain't nothing sitting in you. Ain't no Holy Ghost flowing in you. You ain't got nothing. You a trap, a big trap. That's all you are. You want to get the man of God, and if he don't see and he's stupid and he carnal and he fleshly, he gonna miss that.
He's
gonna miss that whole thing that it's a setup. That's all it is. It's a setup.
My God.
And he walking around grinning on the side like, ooh, she has swole my head. Oh, it's so nice to have some to a woman young looking at me, huh? Yeah. Crooked. Pastors, sorry you are. You a download brother, hypocrite, trying to be something, but you're not. God don't want that anymore. If he got to destroy the vine, cut the tall trees down, that's what he going to do to get what he needs from us. He tired of these pastors and preachers and people of God and folks singing in the choir and just singing. And he's shouting all the time, always shouting with a note, dun, dun, dun. You can do that all night long. But ain't nobody getting on their knees. Ain't nobody praying. Ain't nobody surrendering to God. Ain't nobody praying for souls. No, just want to feel good. And that's a deceitful way from the devil. You know, he just want to destroy the head anyway and everybody in that. Y'all too blind.
Help us, God.
All you think about is coming to church, riding in your Mercedes and your Benz. You think that's the life, don't you? How many did you go out in the streets and get that homeless person? How about your own kids in the house? Did you pray for them? Did you help them get saved? Did you take care of your home first? No, you too busy taking care of everybody else. Let me go see Sister Sharon. Let me go see Sister Mitch. What you saying them for? Your wife in the kitchen. Go see her.
My God.
Blind.
My Lord.
And cannot see. It's all flesh. That's all it is. It's flesh, flesh, flesh. We so hung up on how to look good and who's coming on TV.
And
in somebody else's kitchen, eating somebody else's man's food.
Jesus.
Then you're a download. If you're a download, brother, then you got a little sugar in you. And you ain't over there to see that woman.
Lord,
you over
have
there
mercy.
To see that man. And you got a lot of them, too, in the church, sitting with their legs crossed. They cross their legs more better than us females.
In a
pretend dress up, hook up, just a lie in clothes.
My God,
that preacher so blind he can't even see that it's witches and warlocks and demons in the house in the church.
I know that's right. You better say it.
Up
my Lord,
speaking tongues, hoo la la la. Oh, you think that's tongues? He praying for you. Now you got a demon and inside of you now. You taking it home. Because you don't have God in you to be able to know that. You know, where's your discerning spirit? You don't have nothing because you're an empty shell.
My Lord.
All you doing is doing drive-bys to the church. And then you cry wolf when you can't go into one. check yourself, brother.
My God, help us, Jesus.
What do you think? What you think? Uh-oh. You think all this going on, all this going on, you got some hidden demons in your household. You got hidden demons in your house, and you don't even, you can't even, you ain't got the eyes to see it. Where's your alarm clock to know
Jesus.
That what's breathing and living in you is a demon?
Jesus.
Then you go lay hands and put anointing oil on somebody else. You may go sit down yourself. Sit down.
Well, I know that's right.
Because you got
my Lord. My
demons
God.
Walking the earth in the day or in the night, walking the earth, deceiving the people of God. And they come in all shapes and forms. They come up as a woman now. Hey, it ain't. Y'all men, y'all better be impressed because them daddies look as sweet and beautiful as me. You better be careful who you talking about.
I
you
know that's
love
right.
Me. They don't all have Adam's apples, you know.
My God.
You better
Jesus.
Be careful. That's why it's important to be deep into the Lord so he can talk to you and show you things you cannot see in a natural eye.
My God.
You cannot
Jesus.
See. And don't be with nobody else that's blind. You better be with somebody that's got some Holy Ghost.
I know that's right.
Because the blind lead the blind straight to hell.
Jesus.
You think that person saved, honey, that person is not saved. Saved don't go to the bar.
Oh,
that ain't saved. You're doing anything anyway. You want to live, you just half. You're just doing it, half doing it. You're just living any kind of way. That's just like somebody just throwing on anything to wear. Don't care nothing about how they look. They just throwing on anything to wear. Don't care. You just don't care. This is a generation that don't care.
My Lord.
You don't care
Jesus.
About nothing but yourself. That's it. That's
help
all.
God.
All
Lord
it is.
Him. Jesus Christ.
And you should be really praising God that he gives us new mercy and new grace every day, that Jesus goes
right.
on behalf of us and make intercessions for us. Father, don't destroy them. Don't kill them. God, I see 20 people that love you. God, I see 50 that love you. God, I see 100 people that love you.
My
he
God,
goes
yes.
on our behalf and represent us. And we up here doing what? What are we doing? Are we really living for God when all of this is gone? Are we really going to make changes? Are we really going to go back to the way things is? Or are you going to change things?
That's right.
The way you think, the way you do stuff.
And that's
if things
right.
go back, you ain't going to speak to nobody like you did before. You're going to walk away. You ain't going to help nobody but yourself or your immediate family. You see somebody that's in need, you ain't going to go and help them, right? Because everything good
Jesus.
Now. You don't have to wear the mask on your face no more. Now you're going back to the same cycle where you was. You ain't learned nothing. Ain't paid attention to nothing. You up here watching reruns instead of watching the signs that God give us. He don't want us to repeat a pattern. He don't want us to go back to the same thing the way things used to be. That's the whole point. And you know what? It's never going to be the way it used to be either. Just to let you know.
My
it's
God,
never
Jesus.
Going to be the way it used to be. So I just want, you know, you guys to just understand. Ask God to take those blinders out of your eyes. Really seek God for yourself on one-on-one, because we're going to be in a time where a lot of the pastors not going to be here anyway. And it's going to be a time where the Bibles are no longer going to be in our hands to be able to read. And it's going to be a time where it's going to be 666 and you can't buy nothing. It's going to be a time. You think this is crazy?
My Lord.
You're going to have to really get it for yourself when that time comes. And if you ain't got nothing now, I feel sorry for you.
My God.
Although God is still, he's still here, and he still wants you to make that chance that transformation. He still wants you to. He still loves you. He still needs you. He still wants to use you. There's a work in you. God
yep,
wants to deliver
right.
you. God wants to set you free. God wants to heal you. God wants to detach you and break you from things that have been heavy on you and holding you back and breathe. So now you can breathe with God. He wants you to breathe. He wants you to have joy and happiness. You've been so in a captive, like you've been not even there, like you've been in prison in your mind. There we go. You've been in prison.
My Lord.
God
my Lord, my
break
Lord.
Those bars. He want to break those
yes,
bars.
Do.
He want to deliver you. He want to, use you. And it's not too late. It's not too late for you. And it don't matter what you've done. It don't matter. God still loves you. God
yes,
still
he do.
Wants to use you in spite of whatever.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That's why you're still here. That's why you're still breathing. You could have been dead along with the rest of them. But
God
has chose you or called you for such a time. He's looking for bold people who are going
yes,
to stand up and do what he requires of us. And time is racing. Time is racing. Look at the days going quickly. Look at the years going faster. Come on, it said
yes,
in the Bible
is.
That it was going to happen like this. That the season was going to be different. Like it's cold in some places that it used to be hot, and hot in some places that it used to be cold. Come on,
that's
man,
true.
He ain't even
my
been
Lord.
Looking at the signs and that the Bible been telling us about. Because you know why? Like Angel said, you don't even read.
Yep,
you don't pick
right.
up the Bible and see. The Bible is for you. So you will know that's your instruction. That's your manuscript. That's your map.
Yes, my God. My Lord.
For
man.
You to know.
Yes.
You don't
Jesus.
Even read it. That's why you're going in different directions. That's why you're so blind.
My
that's why
God.
The devil is attacking you in left and right.
My
you're
Lord.
Just giving in to the natural. Giving in. Where your faith at? You ain't got none, right? Just going to settle for whatever. Okay. But it's time to reach out and get the hope of God. Really. It's
Jesus.
Really time, y'all, to do that. It's really time.
Thank
and that's for me, and that's for y'all. That's for all of us. That's for all of us to get it together because he's ready for us to do that.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
Just think about it. He could have wiped this whole world out. He did it before. He could have wiped
My
us
God.
Completely
Jesus.
Out. Because like Angel said, it's too much sin in the nostrils, too much.
My
and
God.
Can you imagine laying next to garbage?
Oh, waste? My God.
That's us.
Jesus.
And then those of us who's supposed to be saved, say we Christians, okay, yeah, well, you're a Christian today and you something else tomorrow. Or you are something else. That's what you is, a something else.
My
That's
God.
That's what you are. Because you don't even know who you are. You don't even know your true identity. You don't even know who you are. You are something else. You're supposed to be a Christian, but then you say, I'm not a Christian today. What are you? You're confused. That's what you
Jesus.
Are. You don't know who you are. Because you don't want to give up nothing. You don't want to give up anything. You want to just keep on going the same way and feel good with this and give God a little wave once in a while. Hey, God, I see you. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, God.
You look nice
Jesus.
Today, God. Tired of that. He don't
yes,
want
he is.
A friendly jester. He don't
Jesus.
Want to date
you.
He's tired
Hallelujah.
Of dating you. You calling
Thank
God
you.
Whenever you and me, oh, you got in an accident. Now you want to call on the Lord.
My Jesus.
Oh, you tired of that man beating you up. Now you want to call on the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, now you're scared. Now you're scared because the storm is so bad outside, and now you're scared. You think God going to put lightning and thunder on you. Now you're
My
scared.
Lord.
When something critical or something bad happens, we always want to call
God.
On the name of Jesus. Jesus! What you calling him
My
now?
Lord.
You wasn't calling him before. Now
Thank
all of a sudden you,
you
want to call on the name of the Lord.
My God, thank you, Jesus.
And you wonder why God ain't tired. You wonder.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Because you're too slow footed. You're too slow with your feet. So I thank you for this opportunity and chance. And it's time for us to get back to the revivals and the shut-ins. And we can do all that in a house. We can do all that in a car. We can do all that wherever. Because God will meet us wherever we are. It don't have to be a building. You know. But I thank God for this opportunity and the words that he's given me on tonight. And I just praise him and I exalt his holy name because he's definitely worthy to be praised every day, every minute, and every hour.
Yes,
he's
so worthy.
He's so good.
Yes,
he's
so
gracious.
Yes,
he's amazing. He's wonderful.
Yes.
He's my father. He's my God. He's my
boyfriend.
He's my husband. He picks me up in the middle of the night. He turns me around and places my feet on the solid ground when I am down, when I'm discouraged.
Yes.
God comes and he makes my day.
Hallelujah.
No matter
what,
do it all. I have learned to trust in
Jesus.
Do it all. I have learned to reach for my God in spite of the storm, in spite of the situation, in spite of what's going on, in spite of what the devil wants to do. When I look at my God, when I look at him, when I praise him, when I give him all of me, the best of me, he gives me more. He gives me the best of him. He wipes
away.
He heals my body.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I'm going through affliction, and that's what he can do for you. All you got to do is reach up and say, Lord, for God I live and God I die, I want to be on your side.
Yes, God.
He'll bless
God.
You more than you ever known. He'll bless
you. Thank
you,
Lord.
You don't have to want for nothing because he takes care of his own.
Hallelujah. Thank
in the
you,
middle
Jesus.
Of the night when you feeling lonely, God is there.
Hallelujah.
God does. Can't no woman fulfill you like God.
Oh,
without
God,
him, you're nothing.
Lord. Thank you,
you're
Lord.
You're nothing
thank
without
you,
him.
Oh,
God
you,
is
Jesus.
Awesome. He's awesome and he's worthy
you,
to
Lord.
Be praised. Even
oh,
more than
God.
We give him. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yes,
to be
he is.
Even more.
Oh,
than
God.
Than
yes,
than
he is.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes,
he's
hallelujah.
Worthy. He's worthy.
Thank you,
Jesus. He's worthy. Glory. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy
yes,
to be praised. Even more than
yes,
we give
Lord.
Him. And
yes,
he's still
God.
Standing there
Jesus.
With his arms open, waiting for
oh,
us to
God.
Come to him.
Yes, he is. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
God is worthy. All he wants
yes,
you to do
he
is give him a yes.
Jesus.
Just give him a
yes,
yes
Lord.
Now. Give
yes,
him a yes.
Jesus.
It's worth it. He's
yes,
worth
Lord.
It.
Thank
he's
you,
worth Jesus. It. He's worth
yes,
it.
He is.
You don't want to die and go
yes,
to hell.
God.
Hell is the bad place.
God.
You want to die. If you're going to go somewhere, you want to die and go to heaven. You don't want
yes,
your
God.
Soul to be lost just because you could
thank
not
you.
Let go of something. Let it go.
Yes,
let
God.
It go. It's
thank
just going to pull
thank
you down.
You.
That's
yes,
all.
God. Thank
gonna
you,
strip
Jesus.
You of what you are worth, who you
my
are.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to strip
thank
you.
You Lord. Yes, Jesus.
God
hallelujah.
Is worthy, y'all.
God yes,
is
he
worthy.
Is. Thank
worthy.
You. Thank you. Yes,
God
he is.
Is worthy.
Yes.
God is
hallelujah.
Worthy. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Worthy of all the praise, all the glory. God is worthy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he worthy.
Hallelujah.
He wants a yes.
Thank
he
Jesus.
Wants a yes. He wants a yes.
Yes, he do.
He just wants
yes,
the praises. When the praises
yes,
go up, the blessings go up.
Oh, glory.
Wants
hallelujah.
He just wants attention. He just
Jesus.
Wants a relationship.
Yes,
he just wants a commitment. That's all he wants.
Yes,
don't you know things
yes.
will get better? It'll be better for
yes.
you. It'll
yes,
be better
God.
For your
yes.
family. It'll be better.
Yes,
things will work out for your good. Things will turn
yes,
around.
God.
Things will turn
yes,
around.
God.
You won't have to go through what you're going through.
Yes, God.
You think you got
glory.
Some pains, some aches. God has
yes,
healed
God,
you
hallelujah.
And strengthened you. You
hallelujah.
Will those heals.
Glory
you'll be able to
God.
Walk
thank
like you like.
Jesus.
You'll be able to live like you like. You're
yes.
your own enemy holding yourself back from the very
yes,
highest
God.
Thing for the very best.
My God. Hallelujah.
You are your worst enemy. You are. Like Angel said, everything on the devil. He's sitting there. Yeah, he makes the set. He said it. He do the trap. But he ain't responsible for everything. We are.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
We are.
Oh,
and
God.
Things that
Thank
we speak
you.
Out of our mouth, for the tongue is a weapon and it's strong. You can speak life and death in the tongue. If you say you ain't nobody, you're never going to be a nobody.
You
better say
you,
I'm somebody. You better say I'm a child of God. You better say I am perfectly made in his image. You better say.
Yeah.
You better say all things work together for good that loves me. You better stand up and put your chest out and know who you are in God. You better stand and fight the good fight of faith. You better stand for Jesus.
Yes,
know who
hallelujah.
You are.
Yes, God.
Yo,
thank you, Jesus.
All things
thank
work
you,
together
Lord.
For my good. Spirit
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I've got that car. Yeah. I've got that house. Yes, I am healed. Yes, I am saved. Yes, yes.
Yes, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Your future into existence. You got
Thank
the power
you,
in your tongue, and you don't even know that you got that power. Pray for yourself
my
with your
God.
Hands on yourself and bind that enemy.
Yep, that's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand.
Thank you, God.
You ain't got to fall. You ain't got to be depressed. You ain't got to be down. God can change
yes,
it. He can loose it. He can break it.
Jesus.
He got to do anything but fail. He's not a man that he should lie. Don't compare notes. Don't put him down low. Keep him up where he's supposed to be. He's God. He's Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's Lord and Lord.
Yes.
He's I am. I am. He's God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And he
Thank
loves
you.
Us. He loves
yes,
us
he
in
do.
Spite of our imperfections. He loves us. And in our darkness and in our blindness, he still loves us. Even when we go different
yes.
directions, he still loves us. And he still
yes.
sent an angel. He sent somebody to turn us back around to him.
Jesus, yes.
He loves
Thank you,
us.
Lord. Thank you.
He
Hallelujah.
Us.
Woo. Glory. Thank
he
you,
loves
Jesus.
Us. We are his children.
My God.
All of us are his children.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
You praise
yes.
him, things will get broken
Thank
off.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise him, things will get broken.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him,
yes,
he's worthy. And then you see your
yes.
life changing. You see your things
My
changing.
God.
You'll see it. If you praise the Lord, keep your mind focused. Keep your eyes on God. Don't be blind. Don't look to the left or to the right. Look straight ahead.
Yes.
You can
God.
Do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. All things through Christ Jesus that strengthens who? You.
My God.
So
Thank
shake
you,
that
Jesus.
Stuff off of you. Shake it off. Tell that
yes.
devil to go back to the pits of hell. He is not welcome
My
in your
God.
House.
My God.
Stand up
My
for
God.
What you believe in. It's going to be
That's
all
right.
We all in this together.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you,
My
Angel.
God.
Thank you for this opportunity. And I praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, oh, thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Worthy,
yes,
worthy,
he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
God. Oh,
oh God.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, we're going to go ahead and let God have his way. Yes, we thank God. We thank God. He have his way with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. I'm telling you, Lord, have mercy. I thank God for this. I thank God. I'd be glad when they really get to showing me what's going on this station where we ain't even got to do it, like just splitting it up, part one and going to part two and all that. This will be aired on Friday night. So you tune in on Friday night on this station. You know, on Wednesdays, we do this on Blog Talk Radio. But on Fridays, I transfer these shows over onto the Angels of Melody radio station. So once I get the whole detail of how to be able to stop the music and go in and have these shows and where we can have the guests be on the actual station, this is how we've been doing it. But when we actually do it on the station, honey, we can do 3-4 hours if we wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So, but we just thank God for even doing this on the Blog Talk with the Move of God, part 12. Stay tuned on next week with part 13 and 14. We're going to have some great guests coming on, speaking to you. And once again, we thank God for all of you that have tuned in around the world. We heard a great message tonight. We heard freeze, put your hands up. You are under arrest. Read the instructions. Walk in the right direction and follow the command. And also with our cousin, Vanessa, she came with the blind leading the blind. And now it's time for us to walk and have our vision. You understand? Have our vision and walk. Walk upright before the Lord and be in order. That's what it's all about, getting ourselves in order. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for every listener on tonight. Tune in on tomorrow morning on the radio station. We have some great music from around the world. Links will be posted up as usual. Always remember our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed night, you all. We love you very much.